Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you very much. Welcome back on board On the Mark. It's a Thursday here in the Valley. Gonna be a hot one. And that means our hotlines are open. 570-743-9565 is the number that will get you through to our producer, Lynn Hall, this morning. Lynn will take some information from you and put you right on through to me. You can email us if you prefer to deal with us that way at onthemark@wkok.com. And we have several emails on tap already this morning. Or you can text us, and we got a couple of those, too, at 70236. But be sure to include the keyword OTM at the start of your message so that it comes right through to us. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. Their North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share, and they take great pride in helping all of their customers find exactly the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams who serve you from their large truck, body, and alignment shops, plus their repair garage, where they work on all types and sizes of vehicles. And you can learn more about them by visiting them online at sunburymotors.com, or better yet, stop in on North 4th Street in Sunbury or Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, the Kia dealership, and check them out for yourself in person. We have a couple of calls, one on the way and one already on hold, but I want to cover, I promised I would take care of the few emails and texts we have left over from yesterday's good discussion. One of our writers, Gene, says, good morning, On the Mark. Joe, there is plenty of name-calling to go around. However, there is a stark contrast between Trump's name-calling and Biden's name-calling. Trump calls out his political opponents, where Biden calls out his opponent's constituents. Listen to both these men speak. Trump never degrades constituents that don't vote for him or share his political views. Biden, on the other hand, will listen for yourself. It's every day degrading the people of America that don't share his views. That's signed by Gene. Another email says, we'll get to this one. Here's a theory. Biden is systematically destroying the U.S. and waffling on foreign policy issues. Because our enemies, China and Russia, have paid off the Biden family multiple times over the years, he's doing it at their behest because he knows they can expose to the world his corrupt business dealings with them and other countries. In essence, they're blackmailing him into weakening America. I don't know why else he'd be doing what he's doing. Another emailer says, Hunter is clean now from his addiction, so then I guess the cocaine they found at the White House must have been Joe's. He's definitely on something. Okay, those are our emails, the two texts we had. One relates to our caller Bill yesterday. Said Bill comes on and says, what a rant from Jim, and then proceeds to go on his own rambling rant himself. Another Trump lunatic. And then another emailer says, hey, Jim, who said Joe Biden rigged Hunter's trial? Biden is a scumbag. Okay, but I guess he didn't do that. Tom, you're on the mark from Sunbury. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I want to talk about this big dichotomy that's going on in the MAGA moron party.
And what would that be, sir?
At Trump's last rally, he was talking about an electric boat sinking and with a big battery in it. And the question was what would you rather be electrocuted by the electricity of the boat, or would you swim out of the electric field and get eaten by a shark? Now, which would you pick?
Well, I think there were sharks in the area, which is why he was saying that. There were sharks reported off the coast.
Well, which one would you pick?
What? Whether to be electrocuted
you
or
eaten? Be electrocuted or eaten by the shark. I mean, this is a big thing in the MAGA party.
Well, how about
you? We're just trying to find out.
Do you have a preference?
No, I don't have a preference. I'm not getting involved in it. I just want to know what you guys do. But it's your party. It's not my party.
Well, I don't think it's Republicans are in the mood to be electrocuted or eaten by a shark. But if you ask me my personal choice, I think I'd rather be electrocuted because that would be quick and end.
Beaten by a shark, so I just wondered, just, you know. So you want to be electrocuted?
Well,
Trump wants beaten by a shark.
You're giving me two very bad choices. I actually don't want to have either happen to me.
Well, maybe we could have a poll here today, you know, with your callers, your MAGA callers. Maybe we could get a poll here and see where they stand on this issue.
So what bothered you about that, Tom?
What?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, you all the time say Joe Biden doesn't know what he's talking about, and he gets all mixed up, and listen to this stuff.
Well, he wasn't mixed up. He knew what he was talking about. He was talking about whether or not you'd rather get electrocuted or eaten by
a
shark.
Stupid. What does that have to do with the country?
Okay, now I agree with you. It is stupid, but I mean, it's still...
It is stupid. This is the guy who wants to be the president.
Well, a lot of people talk about stupid stuff. I've had conversations.
I know. Stick up for him. I know. Go ahead.
Haven't you ever?
Now on to another subject.
Just let me ask you one question. Haven't you ever had a stupid conversation?
Joe, I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
We're
I know
not going to go off of that there. I got something else.
All right. Go ahead. You got it.
You are?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. Now, the second charge on Hunter Biden is what? He didn't pay his taxes, right? That's his charge.
That's coming up, yes.
That's the charge. Now, what is illegal about not paying taxes?
Well, I think he lied about them. He said he had no income.
What if he lied about it? What is illegal about not paying taxes for any reason? What's illegal about it?
Well, because it's illegal. It's against the law. The law says you got to pay taxes.
That's your statement. It's against the law. You have to pay taxes. That's your statement.
Well, you know, the old expression, there's nothing sure in life but death and taxes. The taxes are there. Everybody else pays them. He lied about
okay,
it.
Okay, now, in this Trump trial, not the last one, but the one before, where he was raising the values of his properties when it didn't, so he could get loans. But then when he wanted to pay taxes, he was devaluing his properties and cheating the government. They're cheating the state and the federal government out of taxes.
Okay. But Hunter,
you guys on your party said that whole case should have never been brought, that nobody was injured in this case. Nobody was injured. So why was he charged for that?
All right, but here's the thing.
Now, you just said...
All right, yeah,
not paying taxes is illegal. That was your statement.
All right, but
not paying taxes is illegal.
Are you actually?
And what he did was he got out of paying taxes by doing that, but you want to let him off the hook.
All right, but here's the thing. You listen to me. Donald Trump may well have done what you said. He may have devalued his properties, but he paid the taxes on that devalued amount. Hunter Biden lied about... Now, let me finish. Let me finish. I know what they call what you're doing. It's interrupting somebody who's trying to make a point, but not listening. Hunter Biden didn't pay taxes. He lied about it. And actually didn't pay the money at all. He lied about how much he made.
Uh-huh.
So what's the difference?
And Donald Trump didn't pay what he was supposed to pay. That's the reason why he's on the hook for $500,000+.
Okay, well, if he's on the hook for it, if he's found guilty and he'll pay it.
Well, you know, I just thought I'd bring that. I just thought I'd catch you on that.
Well, you didn't catch
me. I knew I could catch you on it.
You didn't catch me on it. They're two different things.
Oh, yes, I did.
All right.
This thing yesterday with you guys, these MAGA people calling up and, oh, Hunter is so guilty. Hunter is so guilty. Oh. But Biden, oh, he's guilty. Biden is so guilty. It's amazing, you guys.
So you don't think Hunter Biden...
amazing.
You don't think Hunter Biden's guilty?
as guilty as Donald Trump.
Now you're doing what you just accused me of doing. You're going back to Donald Trump. I'm talking about Hunter Biden. Is he guilty or not guilty?
He's guilty.
All right, and should he pay a penalty for that?
Yes, he should. And Donald Trump is guilty, and he should be a penalty, too.
All right,
and he's just as guilty and just as guilty. I just gave you a perfect example, and you agreed with me. Now you're trying to jump the shark.
No, I'm not jumping the shark. I do agree with you about something.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. Now you're trying to jump the shark. Maybe you should have got electrocuted. Huh? That's the reason I put the two together.
I see. Okay.
You see that? How I put them two together just for you.
You're the man, Tom.
I did that just for you and your MAGA morons to call up every day.
You're the man, Tom. I'll tell you, it's always fun talking to you, buddy.
All right, we'll see you.
Hey, thanks a lot for calling, Tom. Always fun. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. One of the hotlines is open, but Bill's up next from Bloomsburg. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, I'm going to explain everything to Tom, right?
Good luck.
Hunter's lawyers went to the judge, and they tried to do a sweetheart deal, and they said, hey, we want the gun charges dropped and all further possible crimes or anything like that. They wanted to give him immunity for any further prosecution.
That's true.
The female judge said, no, so wait a minute. Hey, we gotta look into this, right? So they go and look into it, right? Hunter Biden with the gun charges, right? Hunter Biden will get pardoned or will get no charges, right? Lying on a form is, they're going to come back and get you. If he would have committed a crime, they would have came back and said, hey, you lied on it, and then they would have nailed him. So, like, right now, he's not really going to get nothing. But what we have here is, I don't know if Tom knows what FISA means, right? FISA is influence peddling foreign countries, right? So the laptop proved that there was peddling. The House Oversight Committee, Jim Jordan and all them, released off the laptop. They got all this intel off the laptop, right? And they exposed. And the only reason why he's being prosecuted for IRS is because the IRS whistleblowers came forward with facts, okay? And the Oversight Committee has shown that the Biden and Hunter got $7.3 million from China, $4 million from Ukraine, $3.5 million from Russia, $1 million from Romania, $1 million from Panama, and $142,000 from Kazakhstan for the Porsche that he got, plus all the others. And what's common is all these countries are adversaries, are like our enemies, right? You don't get them from like Israel or France or Can, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
This here's all fact, right? So what the laptop proves is Biden sent his kid over and Jim Biden, his brother, over to these other countries for influence peddling, which goes back to Obama, right? Who was the president? He was the overseer of all this. Do you see how this could bring down everything, the House of Cards? And to Kazakhstan, he took the Porsche from Kazakhstan and the eight ISIS-related arrests that they just had come through the border, open borders that his great Biden has. The four people that took out the movie theater in Russia, killed 145 people and injured 500 or more, were from the same affiliation and from this country, ISIS and to Kazakhstan. So you see how his great president, Mr. Biden, is corrupt. And the reason why the Oversight Committee and they have a hard time of prosecuting all this or getting him impeached is because the Senate, the Republicans only have 49 seats and the Democrats have 51 seats. So to get him out of office or to do anything, the House could push and do whatever they have to do, but the Senate is going to overrule everything.
Well, it's the same way with this country. It's the same way with Donald Trump's impeachment. The Senate overruled it.
Yeah, they had the Republican majority.
Right. So, I mean, what you're saying is that political people act politically, huh? And I agree with you.
But you understand that the IRS whistleblowers came forward who were diehard Democrats came forward and said, listen, we have the numbers. We're bean counters, and not registering as a FISA to go peddle money from other countries is an illegal offense, and he should be in jail. And here's the card that Hunter Biden holds, right? I'll never be convicted on this gun charge, or you will pardon me because I'll flip on you and Obama. Like, I'll have the whole house of cards. That's why he could do at will what he wants, whether it be the cocaine in the White House or anything. He could do anything he wants.
There's no indication of that, Bill. There's no indication that he's threatening his father, and his father said he won't pardon him. So, I mean, you may believe that,
no, listen,
but I don't think there's any evidence of it.
That's just a smokescreen. Yeah, Biden was using his crack-addicted kid and was sending him and his brother overseas on Air Force Two and in different places, and they didn't even bring up the money that Biden got from Qatar yet. But do you understand that Biden was like a shot caller? He just used his kid. His kid is nothing. His kid, they don't give two craps about his kid.
Well, I don't buy that. I think he loves his son, and I think he tries to support his son. You know, I may agree with him that the being a father is an important thing, and that, you know, supporting your children is important. And I think he's done that. I don't think he's done anything more than what any other father would do.
All due respect, Your Honor, I forgot to call you that.
That's all right. I don't care what you call. Just don't call me late for dinner.
But Biden is acting like a mob boss with his kid. Like, he just, like, this is what you're going to do. And he even complains in his email how his dad tips into his bank account all his money he's taking and all this and that. He's using his kid as a bank to go get money.
But now nothing has come of that yet. Now, there may be some additional. Now that the FBI has used Hunter Biden's laptop in his prosecution, that pretty much validates the fact that that laptop and everything on it was created by Hunter Biden. You know, so I think if there's other stuff on there, it'll wind up coming out and something will be done about it.
Well, the 51 stooges that Blinken went around and got to sign off knowing that the laptop was real. Joe Biden knew the laptop was real. He went on a debate stage and said the laptop was fake and it was Russia disinformation or whatever. The corruption on that side is complete, and with this the Kazakhstan thing with the American people and the biggest fear that, like, do you understand what four people did to a movie theater and the amount of people that are coming into this country and the ones that they caught and let get away that at any given time,
Bill,
forward.
We got to give you the final 30 seconds. I have another caller and I have a break coming up, so we'll give you the final word.
I hope I spelled out that this gun thing is just a it's all the stuff coming on the Hunter Biden stuff is true and real, where it's Trump stuff is a witch hunt, and this FISA and this IRS thing is the big to-do, and this is the cat's meow that could bring down the house of cards for the Democrats.
All right, we'll see if that happens, Bill. Thank you so much. Appreciate your call. We have one caller holding patiently, and we'll get to him before a break, because, Stan, you've been holding on for quite a while, and we'll give you the first shot before I take my break. Good morning.
Tom asked you if you ever, or you asked Tom if you ever had stupid conversations.
Right.
I forget who asked who what.
I asked him that. Tom's
Trump conversation was a perfect example.
Well, about being electrocuted or preferring to be eaten to death.
I don't even know what that was a part, because I didn't hear that. So whatever. I don't care about that. Okay. But what I do care about is Tom saying that Trump is the one that set the value of his property for property tax. Joe, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever been able to go to the county courthouse and say, my property is only worth $10,000 when they have it valued at, say, $100,000 for tax purposes? Have you ever been able to do that?
No, but people do, and people get it approved all the time, particularly businesses.
But they go and ask for reassessment,
that's
correct?
Right. Well, they do ask for the assessment to be lowered, right.
Okay. So to ask for a reassessment means that the county or whoever has to go out and reassess.
that's in Pennsylvania. I assume that may be the case in other states as well.
Exactly. I don't think there's any property owner across the country that can go down there and say, 100%, my property's only worth this, and this is what you're going to tax me on it. Don't think it happens.
No,
so,
Tom,
prove me wrong.
Well,
show me the letter of the law, Tom, where that happens.
Let's face it, all assessments are odd. I never understood the basis for assessment. I never understood why they don't assess at full value, why it's a percentage, so many mills. I mean, the whole thing seems convoluted to me.
I don't disagree with that. I think it's all screwy. You're constantly paying for the same property that you own.
Right.
Constantly. You're always repaying for the property you own, which is, in my opinion, wrong. But, it is what it is right now until somebody changes the system.
And that's
but,
not likely
to happen.
But,
as Tom's, that court case, Tom, was a fraud. Fraud upon the people of New York and the country that Letitia James brought. That was a fraud. But Tom sees it as a victory because it was against Trump. I understand that. Now, as far as Hunter's case, he may or may not get prison time, but I know lying on to the federal form is, the penalties are, let me read it to you. I can read it to you. It's real simple.
Well, I hope it's short because we don't usually like people reading stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's real simple. Punishable up to 15 years and $250,000 fine. Violations of the Gun Control Act, 18 U.S.C. 921.
But for a first-time offender...
So there's different violations for different, different penalties for different violations.
But a first-time offender with a nonviolent history, I don't think they should throw the book at him.
Well, and they probably won't. I don't think they will. Now, Joey says that he won't pardon Hunter. No, but if he gets any type of prison time, he can commute the sentence. There's a difference there.
True. He still has
the penalty
conviction.
Still stands.
Right.
Still I mean, the felony still stands. He just doesn't serve the time in prison.
Right. Right.
So, the tax problems that Hunter's in is his biggest problems. He wasn't reporting paying his taxes. Old Tom says Trump didn't pay his taxes. No, Trump paid a lot of taxes. He used the system to pay the least amount of taxes allowed to legally to be paid.
Don't we
There's
all?
A difference there.
Don't we all?
Exactly. That's the difference. As he told Hillary in one of the debates, I'm smart because I use the system that you created, as he pointed to Hillary and her people.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So, that's the way it is. But Tom, being he likes to throw the word moron around. I think maybe he was looking in the mirror this morning when he said those words. Just saying. But the other thing is, that Hunter's in trouble with taxes. All that money that came into Hunter and the family wasn't, they didn't pay the proper taxes on those dollars. How much of that actually went to the big guy, and how much tax money did he pay in for it? Remember, the rich have to pay their fair share. At least that's what we're constantly being told, right?
Right.
I think when you get millions upon millions from foreign entities, you're considered rich.
Well, but still, I look at it this way. I don't have millions upon millions of dollars, but every year I pay a tax professional to do my taxes because, number one, I don't want to make a mistake, and number two, I don't know all the rules and regulations, so I trust them to get me the best, not to have to overpay or cheat the government. I mean, I just want to be fair about it. So,
and there's one thing you do, Joe. You tell the tax preparer what your income and expenses and all that stuff. You lay it out to them. But if a tax preparer prepares taxes where the client isn't honest with them, the tax preparer can only do so much.
Well, yeah, that's
correct?
True. I mean, the tax
because the tax preparer, signs their name. Yes, we prepared the taxes with the information available. But the person that's paying the taxes signs the bond saying all information is true and accurate, more or less.
Right.
I don't know exact terms, but more or less. So the tax payer is the one taking responsibility for these tax forms.
Right. We'll give you the last
and
word.
And I don't believe Hunter did that.
No, well, he may not have. I don't know. But, he did try to avoid paying the taxes. And let's face it, Tom ignores the fact that it wasn't that he was just, confused. He was living a lavish lifestyle with hookers and drugs and lavish
suites.
What
he was saying? In the last couple few years or whatever, there's a Hollywood entertainment lawyer out there who was paying a lot of Hunter's bills. He was his sugar daddy. I'm not sure what's going on there, but, you know, that's his business.
You understand the guy's going broke now. Hey, listen, we'll give you the final word. I've got to take that break. I'm sorry.
Well, recently Tajikistan citizens were arrested in the U.S., some in Philadelphia, New York City and stuff, and they're charging them with ties to terrorism. They came across the southern border last year under this administration. That is the problem. This administration is allowing foreign terrorists into this nation and doing nothing about it.
Fair enough.
Okay. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks,
keep
Stan,
that in mind.
Appreciate your call. All right, Tony and Joe, please hang on. I have to take this break. I'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hey, are you looking for a bank that's got your back? With Mifflinburg Bank & Trust, you found it. Opening an account is easy. Do it online or swing by in person. Enjoy perks like no minimum balance fees, free online and mobile banking, remote deposits, and online bill pay. Need cash? You've got over 40,000 ATMs nationwide through the MoneyPass network. Want control? Our Secure Lock Equip app lets you turn your debit card on and off, set limits, and get alerts for every withdrawal. Plus, we're local. Mifflinburg Bank & Trust has been serving our community for over 150 years. Our friendly team is here to give you personalized service that fits your life. Find out why Mifflinburg Bank & Trust is the bank you keep for life. Member FDIC.
Back on board on the mark. All of the hotlines are tied up at the moment, and we'll take those callers in the order in which they came in. That means Tony from Shamokin is up first. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Good morning, Joe. Nice talking to you. I appreciate your feedback on my comments here. I have a comment here. Actually, one of the previous listeners put a little germ of an idea in my head, and wouldn't it be something that down the road that we find out that Joe Biden was manipulating his son and was taking advantage of his adult state and his drug-induced state. I mean, I'm hoping that's not the case, but there's some terrible people out there. But I was thinking about Hunter Biden's pardon, and I don't think he'll see any jail time for the following reasons. By the time they get through the sentencing and the appeal process, and then the lawyers will drag it out till November, and when Trump beats Biden on Biden's last day, he'll pardon Hunter. And if Joe Biden, God forbid, wins and beats Trump on his first day, he'll pardon Hunter. And if the Democratic Party decides to remove him, which I don't think that will happen because the window's shortening, you know, as soon as they say they're removing him, he'll pardon Hunter. Because what are they going to do to him? They can't do nothing to Joe.
Right. He's a lame duck. If he gets reelected, he's a lame duck on day one. And if he gets defeated, he's a lame duck right away. So you're right. He'd have nothing to lose. Nothing at all.
Yep. And the reason, I have two related things, and I'd appreciate your comments, because I don't have a lot of information on these. But I wonder where the ability for the presidents to pardon people came from. Because I think it's overused, and I'm not saying it's Republicans and Democrats. You know, sometimes they pardon 40, 50, 60 people.
Right. Or they commute their sentences. But it's in the Constitution giving the president the right to do that.
Yeah, and I guess, is that the same thing with executive privilege? Because I watched, and I'm not just picking on Biden, every president does it. I don't know if that came in from a power enacted in during war, or was that cut through the Constitution? But like Biden bypassed the Congress when he opened all these student loans, and then he bypassed the Congress the first day of his office when he basically voided all the laws that Trump and the Congress passed to protect the border.
Well, in answer to your question, executive privilege is the right of the president and other members of the executive branch to maintain confidential communications under certain circumstances within the executive branch and to restrict some subpoenas and other oversight by the legislative and judicial branches of the government. Basically, it gives them the right to tell the federal government how to respond to a law that Congress passed.
I think they need to really look into that. You hate to be playing around with the Constitution, but it seems to me that those are two things that are really being abused.
Well, the Supreme Court confirmed the legitimacy of executive privilege in the United States versus Nixon. The Supreme Court upheld it. So I guess, but it's still, I think it's been abused. I agree with you. It's been abused both by Donald Trump and by Joe Biden. And probably by Barack Obama as well. So,
yeah. I remember the first day of office. Like I said, I'm not just picking on Joe. I just want the other callers to know that, so they don't bombast you with emails.
Okay, all right.
But they do it on both sides. But it seems to me they need to curtail that if they can. I don't know if it's possible because I don't like complaining around the Constitution.
I don't blame you. I don't either. To the extent that Donald Trump, the Democrats are making a big deal of the fact that Donald Trump says he's going to destroy the Constitution. He never said any such thing. He said that there are sometimes the provisions of it have to be ignored. And he's right. President Abraham Lincoln ignored the writ of habeas corpus during the Civil War, and he took other steps above and beyond the Constitution, but he did it to preserve the Republic. So, never easy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, it's never easy. I wouldn't want to be president. There are too many tough choices. We'll give you the final word, Tony.
No, I just, I appreciate talking to you, and I appreciate your comments, and I listen to you every morning, and it's very, very informative. You have a good day.
You too, sir. Call us anytime. Appreciate your call. Thank you. All right, next up in line is Joe, and then we have to take another break. Joe, you're on the mark from Sunbury.
All right, I'd make a quick kind of... there are people on TV and on this show comparing Hunter Biden's trial to Donald Trump, and I think one of your callers pointed out that it was established law, for one thing, like what Hunter Biden had to go through, as opposed to the Donald Trump, the legal NDA instead of the non-disclosure account, right? They call it the hush money account, but it wasn't hush money, that's for sure. So there is a difference, and I've heard this, that Joe Biden and I don't know who all they mean by when, are you going to accept the findings of the court? And they say yes. So does that mean that he can't appeal, but I guess Hunter would appeal. He don't have to accept the findings. That would mean, to me, that you wouldn't appeal, right?
I understand, according to the media reports, that Hunter Biden is considering an appeal.
Okay, but, so I thought these, some of these pundits said that, you should accept the, in Donald Trump's case, you're supposed to accept what the jury and the judges have declared. So that I understand, but Donald Trump is going to appeal, and I think rightly so, because some of his constitutional rights have been violated, in my view. Due process is one of them. And I just want to give a short thing, history, because a couple years ago there was a Supreme Court case where in New York State there were some men that had concealed carry, but New York State's, I think their law was so complicated that you could have concealed carry but not outside your home. So that they were doing that because the crime was so bad, and they must have been arrested, and somehow that went to the Supreme Court, and then it was taken over by the name of the group that took over was the New York Rifle Club and Pistol Association. So that's the case. But those two went, and that group went, and they got relief that their constitutional right to carry a firearm was violated, the same way that Donald Trump has the right that this New York state law that they contrived together to, after they knew what he had done, then they contrived the laws to box him in and have a guilty plea. So I'm not saying that of what the laws were associated and what the judge instructed the jury to find, that I don't know if they did anything wrong in New York State, but they're going to find out that if it does make it to the Supreme Court, that his second, or not his Second Amendment, but his rights will be put back to him, if you know, you got what I'm saying, that he has to go through the whole, the appeal system in that.
Right, well, and Donald Trump probably, I'm sure he will appeal.
Right.
He probably should.
Right, but my point is that the Supreme Court won't let New York State contrive these laws that they did, and they won't let the judge act like he did without some kind of remedy if they find that his constitutional rights were trampled on by New York State. They will give him relief on that issue. It'll see how they pose the question, but I just did. The further away you get from this handful of people in New York that conspired, they conspired to create a legal way to convict Donald Trump after they knew what him and Cohen, because Cohen had testified and he went to jail for some of the stuff that they found out. Then they structured the law around that kind of stuff. So after you get away from those people in New York, there's other judges and panels that will start asking questions about the legality of what they did there, and they'll find out that, that's been conspired against one person to deny them their constitutional rights.
When both Letitia James and Alvin Bragg both ran on and campaigned on the fact they were going to get Donald Trump.
I'm sorry, that doesn't look right. Not to interrupt you, but we've heard that so often. That doesn't make any difference to Tom or Eric or any of the blind faith people that just follow the government. I'm not saying they'll follow anybody that's in, well, not anybody, but Democrats that want to, you know, increase the size of government, more regulations, more laws. Yeah, just throw law upon gun laws especially, you know, to stop gun violence. Well, they just throw it on the law-abiding citizens, unfortunately for us. That's how it's got out of hand.
They're both groups of people are pretty bad, in my opinion. I mean, Donald Trump says things that are horrible.
If you want to say Democrat and Republican, and the word uniparty has been thrown around for years or decades, you know. So that's what we got down there, and that's the unelected bureaucrats that, you know, run D.C. and write all the regulations. They don't, you know, put their stamp on the laws like that, but they write so much stuff. You know, no congressman, when you see a pile of papers like 10 feet high with the Obamacare Act, that you know that nobody in Congress, the congresspeople and the senators, didn't write that.
Well, as Nancy Pelosi said, we have to pass this thing to find out what's in it. Hey, Joe, we'll give you the final word. We have another break to take and another caller hanging
on. Speaking of Pelosi, I hope all the supporters of her seen that she took responsibility.
Yes, I
know you tried to get that in the other day.
I have that
took
article
responsibility
here.
Responsibility on her daughter's documentary, that she took responsibility for not having the National Guard there.
I've got that here to talk about.
I know she didn't want to do it after the fact, but she did in the midst of the actual event when she was in a car driving around. She did confess on film, and we finally got to see it years later. But that's what it takes from the Republicans in committees trying to get information out of the Democrats. So,
okay,
all right,
we gotta go.
Very good. You gave enough time.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your call. Yeah, I have that article about Nancy Pelosi, and, you know, we've had the discussion on this program many, many times about whether or not Donald Trump called for the National Guard and whether Nancy Pelosi turned it down. We'll get to that. But Joseph is holding on line. We have to take another break. Two of the hotlines are open, 570-743-9565, or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236, but put OTM at the start of your message.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Giant, there's new bonus buys every week, so you're always getting a great price on groceries. Shop at Giant and grocery like a pro on
Snyder's Pretzels or Cape Cod Chips, $1.99 each with digital coupon.
Okay, we're back on board on the Mark. And Joseph, thank you for your patience. You're on the Mark, sir. Good morning.
Yes, shalom, Joseph. How are you? Joe, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in, buddy. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to comment on these illegals that are coming in, especially here on Fox News. Just recently, they were telling about these, what was it, 8 from Kazakhstan?
Right.
That had ISIS connections.
Tajikistan, yeah, I never even heard of that.
Tajikistan or one of those stands over there.
Yep.
Stan and Ali, I guess, I don't know. anyway, why would these immigrants that are coming in, okay, if I were one of these immigrants and I was coming here to get a job or whatever, you know, with good intentions, mm-hmm. or fleeing the country for the government's after me or something, you know, persecuting me, why would I try and sneak in and undetected when I could go right to the border, walk across or swim across the river, and they take me in? They give me a cell phone, they give me money, they give me bus fare, they'll give me housing, they'll give me food, everything. Why would I want to turn that down and sneak across the border and hide from them? Can you think about that for a moment? And how many do they figure that has done that? I think it's up to a million or so, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly, I mean, I don't think anybody really has a handle on what's happening down there in terms of the number of people who have come across and not been detected. But you're right. If they have honorable and good intents, why wouldn't they apply for admission generally? And what is it? Why would you get? Well, Joseph, have you seen where Tajikistan is?
There's reasons,
Joseph.
And they're probably, most of them, terrorists that hate us and want to destroy us, and they want to keep under the radar as much as possible. And let's face it, if I'm a terrorist and I'm from another country and I get in here and I get established, I'm going to write or call my comrades in arms and say, hey, you know, I'm in Detroit, I'll give you a number to call or something, get in here under the radar, call me and we'll pick you up, or we'll send money to you to get you here and get you established. And not only that, they're going to gravitate to these Muslim areas where, like, what's that woman's name? That congresswoman or whatever.
Talib?
Muslim that married her brother.
Talib?
Pardon me?
Talib.
Yeah. To her district, and get joined up in the mosque with other terrorists. You know what I'm saying. And once they get organized, here's the problem. once they do get organized and get together, we're going to see some things that are just going to be terrible. It's going to be chaos.
Did you happen to hear the FBI director testifying yesterday before Congress? He points out that he believes we're headed for another 9/11 here in this country.
Oh yeah, and,
Very concerned about that.
It's going to be spread all over because there's hundreds of thousands, I think, that got in that do are terrorists and want to do harm. And that's why they sneak across, because it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I come across and throw my hands up and give myself to the border guards and let them take me in and feed me and house me and ship me wherever I wanted to go.
But here's the
thing. Instead of sneaking across and, you know, hiding and, you know.
Well, yeah, but there's something over and above that, Joseph. There's the fact that, first of all, Tajikistan is in the middle of nowhere and almost in Asia. So how do these people get here? How much money did it cost them to get to the Mexican border to sneak across? You know, why couldn't they have gotten, if they wanted to come in, why didn't they just get a visa to visit the United States if they have no criminal history? Then they could come in and ask for asylum the right way instead of coming across the border.
They probably got money that Obama and Biden sent over to Iran, and the Ayatollahs give them money to sneak in and do their dirty work.
Well, but then
they're
there's
sponsoring
the late
terrorism. They're the ones that give all the money and arms to Hamas in Israel.
Well, there's
we
the
know
lady.
That. That's
there's
a
the
fact.
There's the lady in I think from one of the South American countries who was caught and said she had paid $16,000 to a mule to get her not a mule, I forget what they call them, a coyote to get them across the border. Well, if they're so economically depressed and in such terrible straits where they are, where'd they come up with $16,000 in money to get across the border?
And they all look well-dressed,
you know what I mean, when
they're coming in with name-brand clothing, you know, Nike sneakers and what have you, you know, Gap.
Well, at least they're not wearing the Joe told me to come T-shirts anymore.
No, it's a mess, and but I think the other day when Van called in, he said the biggest threat, and I agree with him 100%, is this national debt, and it's got to explode, and they got to bring about a new world order is what's going to happen. That's prophetic, and it's going to happen, and that's the biggest threat to this nation. And no nation can sustain the printing of money and the debt with their gross national product, you know what I mean, not coming up to power to the debt, you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. We've got to do something about it. We can't just keep going the way we are.
And they never will, Joe. They can't, because even if Trump gets in there, he's got to spend money to do things he wants to do, you know? And he did. He spent, or he bring the debt up pretty high himself.
Yeah,
you know?
No argument. He did. Yep, no argument.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll give you the final word. We have to take our final break of the day, sir.
Okay, that's all I wanted to communicate, but if you stop to think for a moment, you know, there's a reason that they don't want to be detected.
Yep.
And hundreds of thousands of them coming in. And so, boy.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Out.
Thank you, Joseph. Appreciate your call, as always, sir. Thank you. Okay, the hotlines are now open. We have to take our final break of the day. We'll have time for another call or two, but we will take a break, and we'll be right back. And on the mark, 570-743-9565.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
The Cheesy Burger Pizza is back at Papa John's. See what happens when you ask for it? Finally, it's on the menu again for a limited time after taking a few years off. So get all the items in the Cheesy Burger Trio or choose between Cheesy Burger Pizza, Cheesy Burger Papadilla, and Bacon Cheesy Burger Papa Bites. They're all made with sizzling beef, dilly pickles, ooey gooey cheeses, and burger sauce. That's right, burger sauce. It's only here for the summer, so get it before it's gone. Better ingredients, better pizza. Better get you some Cheesy Burger Pizza at Papa John's.
Call Papa John's in Sealand Grove at 570-743-7474.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. The phone line's open at the moment. One of our emailers says, when Tom calls your show MAGA Radio, he may be right. When Tom calls into your show, it's Curmudgeon Radio. The Mr. Wilson of local Democrats, Chris, gets honorable mention. Okay, and one of our stories that we didn't get to, we've talked a lot in this show about January 6th and whether or not Donald Trump called the National Guard in, but in reference to what our caller Joe said from Sunbury, this is a story that's run and it's gaining national attention, but not as much as I think it deserves. A previously unreleased video taken on January 6th shows then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying she takes responsibility for law enforcement's lack of preparedness when a mob stormed the U.S. Capitol that day. A tweet on X by a House Republican panel contains video that shows a frustrated Pelosi being evacuated from the Capitol complex and in intense conversation with then-Chief of Staff Terry McCullough about how the evacuation was conducted. She said, "We have responsibility, Terry. We did not have any accountability for what was going on there, and we should have," Pelosi says in the video, which was reviewed in its original form by the news media. "This is ridiculous. You're going to ask me in the middle of this thing, when they're already breached, that we should call the Capitol Police? I mean, the National Guard? Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with?" And that would kind of make you think that maybe Donald Trump didn't offer it to her. Anyway, her aide appeared to reply that Capitol Security did believe they were prepared, to which Pelosi continued, "They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having them just prepared for more." Pelosi then appears to take a shot at former President Trump's supporters who ransacked part of the Capitol, including her office. Quote, "It's stupid that we should be in a situation like this because they thought they had what they thought these people would act civilized. They thought these people would give a damn," Pelosi said. "What is it that is missing here in terms of anticipation? They give us a piece of paper that says walk through the tunnel, don't walk outside. That's your preparation." When reached for comment on the video, a spokesman for Pelosi told Fox News Digital, "Numerous independent fact-checkers have confirmed again and again that Speaker Pelosi did not plan her own assassination on January 6th. And Stan, you want another minute? Go ahead.
Yeah, point of fact, on January 3rd of 2021, head of the Defense Department man, I'm not sure of his name, was brought into the White House. Trump asked for 10,000 National Guard troops to be ready, and he told the guy, if the mayor and the House security, or the Capitol Hill security, asked for them, to make sure that they got them, okay? Bowser refused it, and the Capitol Police were refused it by the oversight, the Capitol Police oversight, which Pelosi is the head of. Well, that's what happened. The testimony was in the J6 committee, and they refused to release it.
Okay, well,
so
in other words, all right, I'm sorry, we're out of time, but part of what this says is that Nancy Pelosi is not responsible for Capitol Security directly, indirectly perhaps. Hey, we could take this up again on Monday. Thanks so much for being with us this week. It's been a busy week. Lots of calls, lots of emails, lots of texts. We're going to do it all over again starting Monday. And for those of you who are fathers, have a happy Father's Day on Sunday. This is WKOK, Sunbury.